And greetings.
Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Wainihao. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Bonjour. Guten Tag. Salam. Shalom. Peace. Ooh, can I still say that word in America today? Or will the Gestapo patriot actors declare that Guantanamoable? Hail to the chief. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Oh, sorry. I'm sure I can't say the V word on Colin Powell's son's Michael's airwaves anymore after Tuesday's dictatorial ratification exercise. Why, I can hear the charges against me right now.
Oh, new one. I know. You're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
And if you're not with the meat eaters, you're with the terrorists. If you're not with the hunters, you're with the terrorists. I know that the vote that I cast for Kerry was counted for Bush, but maybe that's the karma Kerry gets for pulling a Michael Dukakis-like ride-in-a-tank photo op when Kerry was off traipsing through the woods shooting birds so that people in Ohio would vote for him. He should have left the camouflage clothing in the closet and worked at bringing more international election observers to that third-world region known as Ohio. And if you really want to know what went on in Ohio, well, you've come to the right place today, because we'll be speaking to one of Ohio's most astute political observers, Bob Fetrakis, publisher and editor of the Free Press in Columbus, Ohio. Oh, we go four dead in Ohio to democracy dead in Ohio, and we get four more years of democracy. Yes, four more years. We'll all be in an endangered species by then. I'm personally devastated by the thought of four more years of environmental devastation by this regime. Safari Club Hunter Boy Devil You, he just won't rest until he gets those animals in the Arctic Reserve, where it's all melting anyway from global warming, which Devil You hasn't recognized yet. Well, you'll see. He'll use all that nuclear weaponry at his disposal. I know his election here was fixed because Americans would never elect a president who can't pronounce nuclear. Not one cabinet member in 4 years had the nerve to correct him. It says something about the people around him. Maybe President Nuclear's math ain't so good either. Can't grasp the concept that his war has taken over 100,000 human lives. So he giggles away on camera as election votes are tabulated or not tabulated or destroyed or whatever happens to them. Well, maybe, if anything, Tuesday's tragedy will activate activism. Maybe if everyone concerned about peace, who's upset about 100,000 innocent deaths in war, maybe those people will get upset about the constant war on animals, the war that gets fought with knives and forks, the war that makes their stomachs the graveyards for over 10 billion innocent victims in the United States every year. Upset about the 100,000 innocent deaths in Iraq? Well, how about the 10,000 million innocent deaths this year in this country? 10 billion senseless deaths, one at a time. Senseless because of the animal suffering and the killing, and senseless because of the massive killings of innocent people unknowingly consuming the true weapons of mass destruction. If you consider heart disease and cancer and stroke and diabetes and arthritis, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, in this country, well, what should strike more terror in your heart? A nuclear bomb or meat and dairy, fish and poultry? I tell you, whose demand creates an enormous demand for fossil fuels also. I mean, give up meat and you can just about let your SUV idle 24/7. Consider the fossil fuel needs to produce and distribute feed for animals. Then the killing machinery and the processing machinery, the packaging, the wrapping, the transportation, the refrigeration. Wars are fought over fossil fuels. I think we have one going on right now. And yet, if the whole world were to go vegan, we would at least have oil for another 250 years. But if everybody goes with the SAD, the Standard American Diet, well, then we've got oil for maybe 15 years, if everybody in the world adopts it. And unfortunately, there are cultures around the world who are adopting the Standard American Diet. And wars are fought over water also, and over 8,000 gallons of water to produce a pound of beef? Why, that seems overly warlike. 100,000 killed in our name. Is that upsetting to you? How about in the war on animals, the battle of, we'll forget about the Battle of Fallujah. How about the Battle of Thanksgiving, where 45 million will be killed? 45 million turkeys killed, 45 million beheadings. And if that's upsetting to you, well, don't swallow the violence anymore. Later in the hour, I'll invite you to our peaceful vegan Thanksgiving celebration, more delicious than any other in Southern California on Thanksgiving Day. Rex Bowlby will be at our vegan Thanksgiving feast, and I wanted him to be there to make available his wonderful new book, Plant Roots, which is as comprehensive a book as it gets for reasons why you, yes, you, should go vegan. Don't leave it to everybody else. You go vegan. After all, you now as a meat eater require 320,000 gallons of water to grow your food every year. And if you were to go vegan, you would only require 10,000 gallons. So 32 of me to one of you in needs for water. So we'll talk to Rex later in the show. And next we have the view from Ohio from Dr. Robert Fetrakis of the Free Press. And in the age of monopolized, censored corporate media, what chance do the animals, children, the environment have to have a voice? Well, now more than ever, you must support this radio show with a donation. Please. I said pretty please. I'll say pretty please with a strawberry. Well, strawberries are included in the salad that we'll have at our Thanksgiving feast. Anyway, there are so many expenses involved, even with organizing a vegan Thanksgiving. Like, well, I have to rent the big warmers that are 6 feet tall, so we have to rent a truck with a moving platform and all of this so that we have a choice on Thanksgiving, a choice to eat the violently beheaded or to have our peaceful lunch feast and our peaceful dinner feast at the Onion on Thanksgiving Day. Well, airtime is expensive, so please help. Please make your tax-deductible donation payable to Go Vegan and mail it to P.O. Box 220025, Newhall, California, 91322. That's Go Vegan, P.O. Box 220025, Newhall, California, 91322. To email me, it's meatfreeamerica@yahoo.com, or you can call 818-623-6477. And I thank you for listening to Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
You up and down. Come on, people, come on, children. There's a king out the Glory River, and the king loved to sing.
I'm always talking about how delicious Vegemaize is. No vegan kitchen should be without it. It dresses up even the simplest foods, like my favorite sandwich. Avocado, tomato, and Vegemaize. Or is it mashed up chickpeas, celery, onions, and Vegemaize? Or a tofu burger with Vegemaize? Well, I do know I love it on baked or steamed yams. Well, you think you'd read about Vegemaize in a cookbook, it winning the American Tasting Institute Award? So I was surprised to see Vegemaize in a book about stroke prevention. Yet there it is, page 194, in Stroke Free for Life by David Weber's MD. Chair, Cerebrovascular Diseases, and Director, Stroke Research Center, Mayo Clinic. And who would know better about a Mayo alternative? Try Vegemaize, now in organic, Available at Follow Your Heart, Canoga Park, California, and natural food stores everywhere. Well, Rancho's Natural Food Market at 3918 30th Street announces that, well, except for its raw wild honey that seems to be in demand by some raw food advocates, well, other than that, the entire Rancho's Natural Foods Market is now vegan. The deli with delicious entrees and soups, 100% vegan. You can get your organic produce and bulk items. Rancho's has an organic salad bar with raw dressings, a juice bar, organic wheatgrass juice, even organic salsa. Vegan pastries are available there. They have the fantastic cakes and cookies from We Make It Vegan. Oh, did I have one of their chocolate cakes at the Vegan Business Fair a few weeks back at Balboa Park? Unbelievable. And Rancho's Natural Foods Market welcomes all raw food enthusiasts with a wide selection at 3918 30th Street. And don't forget, right next door, Rancho's Cocina Mexican and Vegetarian Cuisine at 3910 30th Street and two other San Diego area locations, 1830 Sunset Cliffs Boulevard and 4705 Point Loma Avenue, each with close to 100 vegan menu options, like enchiladas, well, you can try the avocado or the eggplant or tofu and tempeh, burritos, try the lentil or the potato vegetable or the soy chorizo. Also vegan tamales, fajitas, taquitos, and so much more at Rancho's three restaurant locations, 1830 Sunset Cliffs, 4705 Point Loma Avenue, and 3910 30th Street, next to Rancho's Natural Foods Market. And don't miss the vegan Give Thanks dinner. It's Thursday, November 18th. That's a week before Thanksgiving at the Sunset Cliffs Ranchos. A five-course raw vegan dinner at 7 p.m. prepared by Chef Stephanie. $25 with your reservation in advance at 619-520-0390. That's 619-520-0390. It will be $30 at the door.
Milk has blood in it. It's a great drink for vampires!
And that it is. Well, I've been talking lots and lots about Earth Vegan footwear. The reason being, it's more comfortable than going barefoot. I tell you, ever since I received my pair of Navigators, I just I wear them wherever I go. I don't want to take them off. They are more comfortable than barefoot. And you can go to the website, which is earthvegan.us, earthvegan.us, to see the selection of Earth Vegan footwear available to you. You might remember Earth shoes from many decades ago. I know I had a pair way back then. I thought they were extremely comfortable. And now again, I remember how comfortable Earth shoes are. Featuring the famous Kalso negative heel technology designed by Danish yoga master Ann Kalso, Earth Vegan promotes a natural way of walking, so natural that you'll feel like you're walking barefoot in the sand. Your head is straight, your shoulders roll back, spine and pelvis align, breathing and balance improve, toes spread out, and back pain disappears. All from wearing these incredibly comfortable shoes. And you can go ask Joy at All Vegan, see what she thinks. She thinks they're the most comfortable shoes she's had on in recent memory. They are certified vegan by the Vegan Society of the UK, and there are vegan casuals for men and women. You can see all those styles at earthvegan.us. You can call 877-746-3364, 877-746-3364, or check them out at All Vegan, 4660. Park Boulevard, University Heights.
Mommy, Daddy, no circus. It hurts animals.
Well, every year, millions of animals are subjected to cruel cosmetics and product tests. Even though these tests are not required by law, well, you can help save animals' lives by buying personal care and household products only from companies that refuse to test on animals. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals has made it easy to find out which companies are cruelty-free with its handy shopping guide for caring consumers. The guide lists more than 500 companies that have signed a statement of assurance that they will never test their products on animals. Also included is a listing of charities that do not fund any animal studies, as well as a list of pet food companies that do not conduct feed trials on dogs and cats confined to laboratory cages. Free money-saving coupons also are included in the guide, which makes it easy to put your money where your heart is. You can visit petacatalog.org. That's P-E-T-A catalog.org, petacatalog.org, or you can call 757-622-PETA to order your copy of PETA's Shopping Guide for Caring Consumers. Do it today. That's area code 757-622-PETA.
This is Go Big or Fall Blending.
Let this play.
We're gonna deliver Ohio for George Bush. We're gonna deliver Ohio for George Bush. We're gonna deliver Ohio for George Bush. We're gonna deliver Ohio for George
there
Bush.
There are no messy ballots, so George the whole Bush. Thing seems clear.
Okay, so we lost Bob Petrakis off the line here, so while we're waiting to try to get him back on from Ohio, Election Central. There was a lot going on in Ohio that bears scrutiny, and so hopefully Bob Petrakis will be back with us shortly. In the meantime, I will go into my animal news and views while we try to get him back here. Okay, the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society has increased its reward from $2,000 to $5,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of any person or persons responsible. Whoops. Is that, I see the phone ringing, so I'm checking to see here. I look at the phone bank. Is it Bob? Okay. Well, anyway, the Sea Shepherds Conservation Society has increased its reward from $2,000 to $5,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of any person or persons responsible for the deliberate killing of seals at or near La Jolla. This is in response to the discovery on October 27th of a decapitated seal, the second death within 10 days. While the first death was suspicious, there was no clear indication of willful violence. The real tragedy, says Captain Paul Watson, who's president of the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, is that some politicians have succeeded in whipping up hysteria in La Jolla over seals by suggesting that seals should be removed from the beach. We don't need to clean the beaches of seals, but we do need to clean the beaches of seal harassment, seal killers, and seal-hating politicians, Watson said. You can go to seashepherd.org for that, information on that. And I guess this was an election where the mean were victorious, huh? So you got your Bush, you got your Scott Peters. Turning my volume down a little bit. Animal Defense League Los Angeles continues its opposition to the Mayor Han appointment of Gordon Stuckey of Rockville, Maryland, as general manager of LA Animal Services. Opposition is based on Stuckey's lack of experience with animal welfare issues. ADL LA was hoping for a rebuke of Stuckey by the Public Safety Committee last week of the City Council, but was disappointed, especially with Bernard Park's pro-Stuckey vote. ADL LA is urging activists to attend the LA City Council meeting this Tuesday, November 9th, when the full council votes on Stuckey's appointment. And for information on this, you can go to stopthekilling.net. Stopthekilling.net. Well, death to the sausage maker. Death to the sausage maker. No, it's not an animal rights slogan. That's what a prosecutor asked of a jury deciding the fate of Stuart Alexander, a San Leandro sausage plant owner who was found guilty of killing three meat plant inspectors. No, not with the food there. The self-proclaimed sausage king has a history of violence. Beyond the product that his company produced, the sausage king has attacked a bicyclist with a tire iron. He's broken the ribs of a man dating his ex-girlfriend, and he set a man's pickup truck on fire. Sausage King Alexander has been charged with... also charged previously to the murder convictions, has been charged with assault with a deadly weapon, elder abuse, and burglary. Alexander's attorney pleaded for life imprisonment, saying his client, guilty of the murders, was under duress from the death of his father, and that his client has regularly donated to charity. Well, I think that what really upset his client, well, we find out in the from the Washington Post, October 31st, with the headline, "Cow Product Rules Put Strain on Sausage Industry." And it says that since Mad Cow was discovered in the United States, the feds have issued rules to prevent the spread of the fatal disease. And now the FDA is focusing on how BSE, or bovine spongiform encephalopathy, may be spread through cosmetics and soaps and dietary supplements and certain food items, such as sausage casings. And sausage casings... what's used for them? The small intestine of the cow, considered at-risk material. So sausage makers are, I guess, at their wit's end, if you consider what happened to the sausage king, Mr. Alexander there. Sausage makers are running out of casings. They're stopping production. They're also sharing casings with competitors. Isn't that special? North American Natural Casing Association, the North American Natural Casing Association. There's actually an association dedicated to the casings of sausages. People really dedicating their lives to a good cause, apparently. Anyway, they're begging the White House to change the rules on the casings. And since they're a corporate interest, you can bet on what will be happening, huh? Well, let's see here. We have this from... this is from writing in the journal. This is from The Independent in the UK. And the headline basically is girls who grow tall and thin face the highest risk of breast cancer. And it says tall, thin teenage girls who put on a growth spurt at puberty are at the highest risk of breast cancer. And milk may be the culprit, researchers suggest. Their shorter, chubbier sisters are at lower risk and remain so throughout their adult lives until they reach menopause. The findings from a large Danish study of more than 117,000 women confirms that the height is a risk factor for breast cancer and show that it is growth in childhood that has the greatest influence. The study, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, could help explain one of the greatest puzzles of breast cancer, why the disease has seen a global increase over the past 50 years. It says the answer may be that it's linked to the global increase in average height driven by changing diets, and the journal calls for more research into one possible dietary factor behind both trends, and that is the consumption of cow milk. And it said an increase in milk drinking has been suggested as a factor behind the large increases in average heights in Japan, as the Japanese have adopted a more westernized diet. A study commissioned by Greenpeace at the University of North Carolina at Asheville notes that one out of five women of childbearing age has levels of mercury exceeding federal health standards. Mercury, a neurotoxin that can cause developmental problems in fetuses and children, is absorbed into the bloodstream because of the consumption of contaminated fish or contaminated by power plant emissions. Reuters reports on a scientific study that global warming and disappearing sea ice are causing food shortages that could threaten whales and seals and penguins. Petco, headquartered in San Diego, says it will no longer do business with animal supplier North American Pet Distributors. A six-week PETA investigation uncovered numerous examples of animal abuse. A November 2nd article by Heather Thomsett in the Journal has the headline, Stars Come Out of Fur Closet. It says, fur is back. It starts off, Kate Blanchett wears it. So does Beyonce, Jennifer Lopez, and Madonna. Naomi Campbell once swore she'd never wear it, but even she has swapped sides. Let's see, who else can we add to the list of unfashionable celebrities who think that trapping and confinement and poisoning and drowning and stomping and anal electrocution and pesticide injection are glamorous apparel? Also Claudia Schiffer and Kate Moss, Nicole Kidman, Minnie Driver, Britney Spears, Liz Hurley, and Cindy Crawford, the turncoat. From past PETA anti-fur campaigns, now Cindy Crawford is pro-fur, all now lacking a real sense of fashion, and obviously they have more dollars than sense. Also wrapped in blood, Sean P. Diddy Puff Daddy Combs. He likes his apparel to suffer before he wears it. So does Lenny Kravitz, Will Smith, Jada Pinkett, all proud that they can afford a wardrobe of oppression, pain, cruelty, and death. Well, congratulations to all of those celebrities with enough money to have others murdered so they can wear them for clothing. Mink are the greatest victims of pompous ostentation, making up 50% of the murder victims for fur sales, followed by murdered fox, murdered chinchilla, and murdered rabbit. Kill, celebrities, kill, okay? Aramark, a company with 200,000 employees and clients in 19 countries, is an institutional food provider. Healthcare institutions use Aramark, as do universities and school districts and stadia. The correct plural for stadium, huh? Stadia corporations. It did a survey of 100,000 college students nationwide and found that a quarter of them said accessibility to vegan meals was important to them. So Aramark has launched menu items including sweet Thai tofu stir fry and broccoli teriyaki, chili garlic stir fry, vegan cheese quesadillas, vegan chicken burritos, eggless egg salad, turkey subs, vegan turkey subs, and vegan cheeseburgers. The company's training program for its vegan program focuses on close inspection of ingredient labels, proper separation of ingredients to protect against contact with animal-based products, and designation of utensils as for vegan only. So that's making its way into the big corporate world, huh? And congratulations to Lundberg Family Farms, just recognized for its environmental leadership and recipient of the Green Power Leadership Award from the EPA and Department of Energy at the 9th National Green Power Conference in Albany, New York. Lundberg Family Farms, third-generation family-owned and operated grower and marketer of natural and organic rice products, offsets 100% of its energy use through the purchase of wind energy certificates, making it among the largest renewable energy purchasers in California, and the first among farmers and producers of organic and natural rice products nationally. In addition to its exclusive use of wind energy, Lundberg's farming practices are sustainable, using a wide variety of low-impact agricultural techniques, including certified organic growing and processing methods and facilities. Again, congratulations to one of our wonderful sponsors, Lundberg Family Farms. And I do ask that you patronize the sponsors that you hear on the show, advertising their vegan and cruelty-free products only. McDonald's, with all its money in the world, cannot buy a commercial on this program. So do please support the people who do support this show. Their money helps us pay for the airtime from the radio that we have to purchase from the radio stations. And I hope that you'll consider making a tax-deductible donation payable to Go Vegan and mailed to P.O. Box 220025, Newhall, California, 91322. Bob Fetrakis? Ah, Bob.
Yep.
Hi, yes, how I'm are here. You?
I'm doing well.
Okay.
Due to circumstances.
Oh, I wish you would have heard that song that I... Leah, you have the Billionaires for Bush, track six. Bob, you have to hear this. I don't know if you've heard this song called Electronic Voting Machine.
Diebold.
Right, Diebold. Okay. Well, let's listen to the song for a moment here. Leo's okay. Queuing it up, and let me see if it's tracks.
We're gonna deliver Ohio for George Bush. We're gonna deliver Ohio for George Bush.
We're gonna deliver Ohio for George Bush. We're gonna deliver Ohio for George Bush. And on the line right now we have Bob Fetrakis, who it's an amazing song.
It's an amazingly accurate song.
And Bob is the editor of the Free Press, which is a progressive publication and website out of Columbus, Ohio, actually originating back in its birth was in around 1970. The original Columbus Free Press came to being at Ohio State University as part of the anti-war movement. And Bob is the co-author with Harvey Wasserman of a new book, Imprison George W. Bush, Commentary on Why the President Must Be Indicted. Bob's been involved with a few other publications. He's been professor of political science at Columbus State Community College, where he won the Distinguished Teaching Award. He's authored a number of books, as I mentioned, ran against John Kasich, I guess, for Congress there.
And yes, I did.
Yes, Well, too bad you didn't win. You'd have a program on Fox Now yourself, wouldn't you?
I sure would.
Yeah, right. Yeah, your politics would fit right in on the Fox Network. So, well, Bob, there you are. You're right in the middle of Ohio. And what happened?
Well, running up to the election was, of course, deliberate attempt to suppress the vote in Democratic areas, particularly African-American areas. The Secretary of State, as we speak, there's 247,000 uncounted ballots, 155,000 or so so-called provisional ballots, that many of them will not be counted because the Republican Secretary of State came up with a new ruling just before the election that they wouldn't be counted if you moved within the county, but only if you moved within your own small precinct. So reversing decades of Ohio election precedent, he made sure that people that had moved, essentially their votes wouldn't be counted. There's 92,000 spoiled ballots. As usual, most of those are in the Democratic areas. They put election challengers in the polls, sent Republicans in from all over the country. In my area, which was African-American communities, I was responsible as the legal advisor for eight polls in the inner city as an election and protection attorney. Most of them looked pretty scared and weren't directly challenging anyone in my area.
Well, now, Bob, earlier this year, didn't you serve as an international observer of elections in El Salvador?
Actually, I was in 1994, the first ever election, I was in El Salvador, and I was the co-author and the editor of the report to the United Nations. And let me say is that they may conduct elections better in El Salvador than we did in Ohio.
Well, I was wondering how you might feel about it, having that experience and seeing what happened in Ohio here.
Well, I'll tell you one thing they don't do in El Salvador. They don't allow private corporations who CEOs pledged to deliver the votes to the president and who visit the Crawford Ranch and are major donors without any paper trail.
And about whom do you speak now?
Walden Odell of Upper Arlington at Coswold Manor, a very large mansion up there, of which he had a little ballot initiative passed so he can serve liquor up there in his house at Republican fundraisers. Hmm. And this is the man who was counting the vote in four key counties. People from CASE, Citizens Alliance for Secure Election, tells us it's precisely those counties with no paper trail where the exit polls appear to be wrong.
Now, so Wally Odell is known for the Diebold machine, right?
Sure, he's known, and they're an ATM maker, and every morning as I go to Columbus State, I stop and get coffee at the BP station, which has solar panels, why I frequent it. It's run by solar energy, the entire complex. And when I stop there, there's a cash source, a machine made by ATM, and I get a receipt every day. The only machines I know of that they make that don't have a paper trail is their voting machine.
So Diebold makes the ATM, from which we always get a receipt, and they also make the voting machine, but you can't get a receipt from that.
Right, so you can't recount. Susan Truitt of CASE, Ohio, has found that at least one machine, which was in a Democratic area, even though being in use, totaled no votes when the cartridge came to be read.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you're dealing with people here, the Bush family in particular, the current president's father, former head of the CIA, Prescott Bush, heavily involved in intelligence community, or as Kevin Phillips, the Republican strategist and Nixon staffer, an architect of the modern Republican Party, says, an American dynasty, four generations of war profiteers, and involved in the security industrial industry. That's a family that's had a heavy hand in the Third World in manipulating elections. I believe that they're bringing this technique home. I believe they've now got, this is three straight elections, 2000, 2002, and 2004, where the exit polls don't match the actual voting result. And I think that's a result of these electronic voting machines with no paper trail, and of course, the spoilage and the voter suppression.
Right, and I think, didn't you write an article, and people should be aware, they should go to freepress.org, freepress.org, and didn't you have, what was it, a dozen reasons, or a dozen...
A 12-way Bush was stealing the Ohio election. I put it out right before the election.
Mm-hmm.
Just a summary of everything Bush and Secretary of State, Republican Ken Blackwell, who's supposed to be a neutral arbiter and umpire as the Secretary of State in elections, were destroying and suppressing votes, from strange absentee ballots to weird provisional rulings to attempting to challenge students who are registered at their parents' house. All of these things to, on election day, of course, putting only three election booths in the inner city, causing backups in Democratic areas running 3, 4, 5 hours. And, of course, at Kenyon College, which was thought to be a liberal college where students were voting for Kerry, students waited 9 to 10 hours in order to vote with only two machines at the campus polling place.
Well, that's amazing. I see you also said that the Secretary of State Blackwell made sure that only 80-pound weight bond paper was accepted for registration, even though local election district said it was okay to whatever the paper was? Or what was.
Sure, and his paper was 60-pound out of his office. that's an old archaic law. When you used to store voter registrations on essentially cardboard stock, which is 80-pound weight, is that it had to be sturdy. Now you scan them. You want 20-pound stock because 80-pound stock will wreck your machine, your scanners that they feed the stuff into. So he has found more archaic laws, the one on the vote challengers dating back to 1953, pre-Brown, where you could go in and challenge people if you were a Democrat or Republican, and the Republicans took full advantage of that, and this notion that it's not legitimate if it's not an 80-pound paper stock. Kenneth Blackwell is the most guilty man in the state of Ohio. He's primarily responsible, along with, of course, the Issue 1 ballot, where they amended the Constitution against gay marriage. And this is a state that, by statute, DOMA, that gay marriage is already outlawed, and where the Republicans dominate the Supreme Court with 6 of 7 members. There's not a chance you would get gay marriage because of statute and the Supreme Court in Ohio, and they had to go and amend the Constitution to drag out the reactionary voters to push the president over after
right.
they suppressed the Democratic vote.
Oh, they were suppressing the vote. Weren't there Repub oil cans who were impersonating election workers, too?
Sure, the whole people were getting calls all over the inner city saying that their polling places had been changed. Flyers were distributed saying due to the overwhelming turnout, Democrats are to vote on Wednesday.
Democrats vote on Wednesday and Repub oil cans vote on Tuesday.
Someone took stationery out and said, Franklin County Board of Election, emergency notice because of the predicted outcome is that Republicans will vote on Tuesday and Democrats will vote on Wednesday. And they took these door-to-door throughout the inner city area.
Did Kerry concede too early?
Oh, I think he did. I think that if every vote really counts, I mean, particularly the overseas ballots, from the troops, which many were said to be pro-Kerry, hadn't been counted in Ohio. 92,000 ballots that were spoiled, primarily in Democratic and black areas, 155,000 provisional ballots. You know, he let the media browbeat him. And I think that was because of Blackwell. Blackwell's ruling on the provisional ballots that they would only be counted if you had moved within a precinct and not from one precinct to another within the same polling place, or the old rule that you could vote anywhere in the county if you had moved to a new location. Because of Blackwell, and he got a ruling from the Republican majority in the Sixth Circuit Court, and this is why the courts are so important, is that it was clear that even though Kerry would have won a majority of those ballots, provisional ballots, is that Blackwell simply wasn't going to count them.
So he's the Catherine Harris of 2004, right? I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah, and he wants to run for governor, and he also was the shill for Issue 1 on amending the Constitution. Of course, what she said, that the main purpose of marriage must be to reproduce. So I'm breaking the news to my mom and dad, who have been happily married for 50 years, that since they're past reproductive age, they're going to have to get divorced. And
gosh.
My wife and I don't have any children, so I broke the news to her, but she seemed to take it a little too well.
We're talking to Bob Petraeus, who's our astute political observer in Columbus, Ohio, in fact, the publisher and editor of the Free Press, and I recommend you go to freepress.org. We only have a couple of minutes here, but I know that you have a new book, Imprison George W. Bush, Commentary on Why the President Must Be Indicted, and you say, mad about the 2004 election? Make yourself happy by picturing W. handcuffed and doing the perp walk. Then go out and do something about it. So do what about it?
I think we need to do our homework. We need to dig into the ballots. We need to push to see what really happened in Ohio. We need to do our homework on Diebold. We need to get on talk radio everywhere. We need to write. We need to meet and come up with a strategy. And the good news, and I want to leave you with some good news, is that because of the large Kerry vote, Franklin County is now in control of the Democrats for the first time in 20 years. And the two new county commissioners are both progressive Democrats. So I'm hoping the first thing they do is fire the Franklin County Board of Election executive director, who's a Republican, and his last major job was executive director of the Republican Party. So the large turnout has really created liberal, Democratic, progressive judges have been swept in throughout the county.
Wow.
So that's the good part of what happened in Ohio.
Right. Well, I guess George Devil U. Bush is right when he says he's a uniter, not a divider. He's united the whole world against him, basically, except 50 million people who apparently just, you know, watch the Fox Network or something.
Or a dream of Armageddon and rapture and,
yeah,
and nuclear holocaust in the Middle East, and somehow that translates to morality.
Yeah, the extremist, fundamentalist government that we feared in the Middle East is here now in Washington, D.C.
So. The theocrats are on the march.
Okay, it'll be an interesting 4 years. We'll either talk again soon or you'll be my cellmate in prison. You know, who knows? So.
Okay, well, it's a good place to write.
Okay. Well, it's good to talk to you again. You've been on before, and I'd like people to go to freepress.org. A lot of very interesting information there, a lot of great writings, and thanks for filling us in on what happened. What happened? Because we're all in a state of shock still. You know, so.
Well, they stole it. I mean, if you want to come down to it, they suppressed the vote and then stole the close election, and they're getting really good at it. So the second time was a little harder, but the next time, I mean, if we let them have it, then, you know, we might as well pack it in.
Yeah, but
they stole it.
But other than that, have a nice 4 years.
Okay.
We'll talk to you later, Bob. Okay, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and perhaps what we should do our little break here and listen to Laura Nero. Her song is Save the Country.
Come on, people. Come on, children. Come on down to the Glory River. Gonna wash you up and down. Come on, people, come on, children. There's a king at the Glory River.
I'm always talking about how delicious Vegemaize is. No vegan kitchen should be without it. It dresses up even the simplest foods, like my favorite sandwich, avocado, tomato, and Vegemaize. Or is it mashed up chickpeas, celery, onions, and Vegemaize? Or a tofu burger with Vegemaize? Oh, I do know I love it on baked or steamed yams. Well, you think you'd read about Vegemaize in a cookbook, it winning the American Tasting Institute Award? So I was surprised to see Vegemaize in a book about stroke prevention. Yet there it is, page 194, in Stroke Free for Life by David Weber's MD, Chair, Cerebrovascular Diseases, and Director, Stroke Research Center, Mayo Clinic. And who would know better about a Mayo alternative? Try Vegemaize, now in organic. Available at Follow Your Heart, Canoga Park, California, and natural food stores everywhere.
If you've been considering an alternative approach to a health issue for yourself, a family member, or even your animal companion, perhaps it's time to try homeopathy. Homeopathy is a highly systematic and effective method of powerfully stimulating the body's vital force to cure illness. Barbara Bartley, homeopathic master clinician, is available for home visits as well as phone consultations to homeopathically address your physical, emotional, and behavioral issues. To make an appointment, call Barbara, 760-635-3865. Again, that's Barbara Bartley at 760-635-3865.
A, B, C, D, E, coli, eat that meat and you will die.
And once again, I'd like to thank Vegan Coalition for its support of Go Vegan with Bob Linden, Debbie Kraft, and Sandy Boss, who produce Bowling for the Animals, coming up on the 7th annual this coming year. And Go Vegan will be a recipient of some of the donations from that, which is wonderful. Any donations are greatly appreciated here. We're coming up on 4 years of doing this show, the end of January. So if you haven't made a donation over the past 4 years, now would be a great time. P.O. Box 220025, Newhall, California, 91322, payable to Go Vegan. And I want you to know about Bear Auto. Bear Auto, 1944 South Santa Fe Drive in Vista. Open 7 days per week. If you're looking for wheels, well, you can find hundreds of recycled cars available. And vegans get the extra special treatment here because, well, Gary's vegan and several of the employees are on their way. And it's no high pressure here. No high pressure sales except from, well, the two closers there, Chet and Lewis, the two restaurants rescued poodles. They're there to make sure you get in the right vehicle. There are also boats and collector cars, too. You can go to the website, which is bearautosales.com. Bear, like B-E-A-R, the animal, bearautosales.com, where you can see the inventory and you can find directions there. Basically, you would take the 78 to Sycamore, head north to where it dead ends, make a left turn, and then it's the big orange building on your left there. And you can also find information on in-house financing. Bear Auto buys cars and will give cash. And again, vegans get the special treatment at Bear Auto, 1944 South Santa Fe Drive in Vista. Open 7 days a week, 760-597-1600.
Meat stinks.
Well, I think it's time now for the real solution to cohabitation with coyotes. You know, trapping and poisoning and killing are not the answer. But there is coyote safe home protection now for you that's humane, effective, attractive. It fits your current fencing. It requires no batteries, electricity, or power. It's a revolutionary technology that keeps coyotes out, keeps family animals in. So if you have a wandering dog, this is your solution there. It's just $27.50 per four-foot section, $4 per foot installation, or install it yourself. Give me a call. I'll set you up with it. 818-623-6477 or email me at meatfreeamerica@yahoo.com, and a donation will be made from each sale to Go Vegan Radio, which we are a project of 501c3 nonprofit International Humanity Center.
Mad cow, bird flu. Which one is killing you?
And I would invite you to check out, I'm always sending you to the most credible of sources, and in this case, check out the National Enquirer, October 25th edition. But you know, the Enquirer now is more credible than the ABC, NBC, BS, Fox censorship network. Well, the Enquirer, October 25th edition, pages 70 and 71, there's an interview with Dr. Earl Mindell, and it's all about goji juice. I certainly invite you to check out Himalayan goji juice. It is what Earl Mindell is calling, well, the his most important health discovery in the last 40 years in terms of it relating to longevity. It's known use for cancer prevention, cancer treatment, heart disease, diabetes, cholesterol levels. Check it all out at the website, govegan.freelife.com. Govegan.freelife.com. You can order there at the website. You can also call me. I'll set you up with your goji juice, 818-623-6477. It's not that expensive. It's less than you pay for coffee at Starbucks every day. And, for the most nutritionally dense food in the world, it's certainly worth it. So go to the website, govegan.freelife.com.
Gonna wash you up and down. Come on, people, come on, children. There's a king out the glory.
Okay, we continue now on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Oh, I need to mention our vegan Thanksgiving feast. It's Thursday, November 25th at The Onion at 9550 Haskell Avenue in North Hills in the San Fernando Valley. We have a lunch feast happening from 1 to 3 p.m., a dinner feast from 4 to 6 p.m., 100% totally vegan, totally vegetarian. You get vegan turkey with gravy and vegan duck with orange sauce, stuffing, salad greens with fresh strawberries and raspberry vinaigrette dressing, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, green beans with slivered almonds, rolls and margarine, apple pie, pumpkin pie, vegan whipped cream. It's going to be phenomenal. It's catered by Follow Your Heart. Our thanks to Chef Carrie Brown for helping put this together. Reservations and prepayment are required. I need you to do that immediately. Please call 818-623-6477. The as you see on the flyer, November 11th is the absolute final deadline, but Follow Your Heart wants me to get a count in now. So if you're going to come, please let me know today or tomorrow if you can. 818-623-6477. You can email meatfreeamerica America at yahoo.com. Meatfreeamerica at yahoo.com. You can pay. It's $35 for adults and $25 for children. You can pay that account at PayPal. Go to paypal.com and pay the Meatfree America at yahoo.com account. Or send your check over to P.O. Box 220025, Newhall, California, 91322, made payable to Bob Linden. Please indicate whether you're there for the lunch feast from 1 to 3 or the dinner feast 4 to 6. We have live music from Alec Markin. You're going to enjoy that. I'm hosting the event. We have wonderful juice that we'll have at this event too, which I think you're really going to enjoy. This coming from Get Fresh Juices, so you'll have your choice. We'll have the Vital Energy Juice. This is all fresh and organic juice, cucumber, celery, parsley, spinach, apple. Or you can have the Electro Life, which is apple, pear, red glow, grape. And Get Fresh Juices, they'll deliver to your home or office throughout Southern California, the LA area, San Fernando Valley, South Bay. You can call 818-593-4220. You can go to getfreshjuices.com for information. Custom juices available. And that's what we got going there. We have the delicious juice for you, that whole fantastic menu. Plus, we have fresh organic juice for you to enjoy along with your price that is included there. And also, we will have Rex Bowlby out at the event there, and he's the author of a phenomenal new book called Plant Roots, 101 Reasons Why the Human Diet is Rooted Exclusively in Plants. And, you know, you look at Rex's book, just from the introduction, it says, would nature have placed our means of survival, food, in runaway animals, in another mammal's milk, and under a hen? It's hard to swallow, yet the majority of Americans consume an animal-based diet. Is it possible that humans are natural herbivores, vegetarians, their diet rooted in plants? Well, that's the opening question, and this book has received glowing reviews, glowing endorsements from a who's who of the vegan community: John Robbins, Dr. Neil Barnard, Dr. John McDougall, Michael Clapper, Ed Begley, William Harris. Just the list goes on and on. Welcome, Rex. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great, Bob. Thanks for the nice introduction. I guess my mother sent that to you, huh?
Yes, yes, yes. And I appreciated her donation to go vegan too, in order that I would do the whole intro. Gosh, we just have a few minutes here, and you're going to be out there. We'll have copies of Plant Roots to give away and copies for purchase. How did you come to write this book? It is so comprehensive. Well, how did you come to write it? What was your interest in doing it?
Well, Bob, it really grew out of my frustration at the ignorance and amazement at the apathy I encountered when I tried to explain reasons why I was a vegetarian. From those you would least expect it, well-educated, middle-class Americans, often family and friends. And it really blew me away. So that really challenged me to try harder, and I guess I did, because I wrote a 500-page book, which is, I guess, a little over the top, but...
No, I don't think so. I think it's just a wonderful book. I mean, if you just go... Oh, and how can people get it, too? Where is it available, Plant Roots?
Well, they can get it from online, from Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com, or they can go into any bookstore and order it if it's not on the shelf, or they can order it from me. They can send a check to me for $15. Do you want me to give the address?
Sure.
To Rex Bowlby, in care of Plant Roots, 6551 Warner Avenue, Suite 194, Huntington Beach, 92647. I'll be happy to sign it and send it off.
That's Rex Bowlby, Rex, B-O-W-L-B-Y. If you just look through the table of contents, it's amazing. I mean, you go through the evidence. Be prepared to reach a verdict. Scientific evidence, evolution, anatomy. Nature's, you go on to plants, the nature's nutrient system. We have everything here from meat and dairy, can't live or without it, and, you know, the animals. Just whom are we eating anyway? We have diseases covered, religion, just the whole gamut of things. And what did you find most interesting in researching the book? We have, oh gosh, maybe 30 seconds, Rex. I apologize.
No problem. It was a wonderful trail and road. And I have 1,001 references in my book. I really tried to write a book, my psychology's background, that would... penetrate the social, economic, and political armor that has influenced America's meat-eating diet. Again, it's entertaining as well as factual. And
the book is Plant Roots, Rex Bowlby. Love the book, but we're out of time. See you Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much. I will be there.
Thanks.
In my mind, I can't study war no more. Save the people.